Go to Trisha in Selbyville. Trisha, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Where were you on that day?
I was living near D.C. in Maryland, in Prince George's County, Maryland, and I was on the Washington Beltway in front of Andrews Air Force Base going to pick up my husband's check from his work, and I heard that one of the towers had been hit. And then I continued to drive, and I heard that another tower was hit, and I started thinking, oh, my God, we're under attack.
Right.
And
you're on the beltway, right? We're under attack, and you're on the beltway.
And I'm on the beltway, yeah. And then the radio station I was listening to, which is country music, they WMZQ, the guy that was on there, the disc jockey, he said, oh, my God. I just saw a plane go into the Pentagon, and I was scared out of my mind.
Well, I mean, because you're thinking, I mean, if you're on the Beltway, if you're right over by the Air Force Base,
right.
Then, I mean, you are literally between, the Air Force Base is obviously a potential target, and then on the other side of the Air Force Base is every target you can possibly think of, right?
Exactly, and that was my thought. I thought, started thinking, well, they attacked Pearl Harbor, so why wouldn't they try and come and attack Andrews Air Force Base? That's right. That's where Air Force One is.
Of course.
Why not try and take that out? You know.
Right.
And I came home, got home as quick as I could. I went and got my youngest child out of school. She was in ninth grade.
You got her out of school. You pulled your kids out of school.
Absolutely. And because I was afraid that, you know, you didn't know if somebody was going to be in some kind of truck and try and ram the
school. Oh, no, you had no idea. You had no idea if more planes weren't going to drop. You had no clue.
Right. And so because we were near Andrews, where I lived in Bowie, Maryland, we were kind of like in a flight pattern for Andrews. So you could hear those planes taking off all night long for months. And then it would stop. And then the next thing you know, they start taking off again, and you're thinking, oh, my God, are we under attack again? So it was very, very scary. And I'm a nurse, and I was working at a local hospital in the mother-baby unit, and I only worked weekends. So I went in. Now, this is really awful. But I walked in, and there were these aprons hanging outside of the nursery with these big, deep pockets. And I said, what are these for? And they said, oh, if something happens and we need to evacuate, you go in and you put as many babies in each in the pockets as you can to get out of the hospital.
Seriously? It was really?
Yep. And one of our coworkers, she lost her sister-in-law at the Pentagon. It was very scary.
They were putting contingency plans into place just in case the hospital itself was being attacked.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
Crazy.
We forget in some ways just how scary some of those early hours were.
Yeah.
When you didn't know what was going to happen next. And I can only imagine how you felt sitting on the D.C. Beltway knowing that you're surrounded on all sides by targets. I mean, you don't have to know what's going on to know that, you know, somebody could try to take out Congress. Somebody could try to take out the White House. Somebody could try to take out the Washington Monument. I don't know. Without a doubt, that was in the cards.
And, you know, just sitting there and listening to that DJ say, oh, my God, he saw the plane literally run into, you know, fly into the Pentagon.
Oh, my gosh.
So
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was, you know, people forget that there were other areas that were involved. You know, we always think about New York. But D.C., you know, we were pretty tense for a long time.
Without a doubt, I can only imagine, Trisha. I really can't. Wow. Great call. Thanks so much for calling in. That was spectacular story. Thank you. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Yeah, that is, of all the places I would want to be on 9/11, I can't think of a place that would be more nerve-wracking than during the attacks and you're sitting on the Beltway in D.C. See, that's not a good place to be. It's not.